Then it was in the 70s, I think, you purchased a sandwich production company.
We did that because we were doing these little triangle sandwiches like you got in a bar. We weren't really doing good stuff, but that's kind of what they did. And so we started doing business with them, and then we just got disgruntled because in order to make it, because we were hard on what the pricing was, they would cheat on what the cheese was or how many ounces of whatever there was. And so we just bought the one in Wichita that they had, and they kept the one in Tulsa, and then ultimately we bought the one in Tulsa.
Then along about that time, you had this TV and radio campaign starred Lamar.
Yeah.
Who was a shaggy-haired dog.
Yeah.
And a cowboy.
And a cowboy.
That just took off big time for
you. It did. It was fun. It was fun.
Tell us a little bit about that campaign, what it meant to people, and how they related to it.
Well, it was just fun, and the cowboy always had Lamar with him in his pickup truck. You know, and Lamar couldn't go in the store, but he'd get Lamar a sandwich, and he always talked about Quick Trip to Lamar, and then he'd say, "Ain't that right, Lamar?" And Lamar would go, "Woof!" And this was the shaggy dog who wasn't a breed. He was a shaggy dog. People loved Lamar, and they loved the cowboy.
I'm sure people came in and wanted to see Lamar.
Well, Lamar used to do bars at night and so forth. We'd put him on an airplane and take him to Kansas City or somewhere, and he'd hang out in bars and bark. And of course, he'd be on TV. I mean, it wouldn't just be in bars. He'd be on TV and you know, appearances one place or another, or go to a school or whatever. So he was a great dog and smart. He was smart, and he had a trainer in New York. He did a lot of commercials. He did dog food. He did soap. He did all sorts of stuff. But he kept getting older, and his beard got to looking like yours and mine. And they dye him. You know, they put color on him, you know, so that he could still look young and whatever. But we knew that we needed to have another Lamar. So we bred Lamar with dogs that looked like Lamar. And we finally got one that looked like Lamar, was bigger and dumber. This was the dumbest dog you ever met. And we did one commercial with him because Lamar couldn't hear anymore. So if Lamar couldn't hear his trainer, you know, we couldn't use Lamar. And so we had this dog, and we were getting into gasoline advertising. Dogs and gasoline just really don't go together very well. But we wired this dog to the spout where you put the gasoline in. But he couldn't handle that, and that was the only one he did. But we spent years trying to get a dog that looked like Lamar. But we didn't think about dumb.
So we got off that,
and we got into gasoline, and you know, and a guy that ran the automobile repair shop and all that sort of thing. And he was really strong. That was a great campaign.
So about gasoline, there came a time when you decide on competing maybe against Amoco or McDonald's. Was it going to be gas, or was it going to be food?
The point at that point in time way back was, were we going to get into the food business or were we going to get in the gasoline business? We didn't think we could do both at the same time and learn it. Gasoline seemed a lot easier than food. We didn't have room for making food in the stores. We didn't think about commissaries. Ultimately, we did. Ultimately, we made sandwiches for a long, long time, and we shipped them frozen, and we sold them cheap. We sold a pretty darn good sandwich for a dollar for years and years and years until the sandwiches cost more than what we sold them for. So we had to raise the price, and as we raised the price, the sales slowed down. But we still have that line of frozen sandwiches that thawed and then sold along with the fresh sandwiches and so forth. But they're cheaper.
I think you said that it's important to distinguish between the store sites that people go through and the sites that people go to, a point of destination for them.
Yeah. We worked on destination. We worked on being better than we said we have to be a destination. We have to be a destination for something, and it was part of this growing out of high prices. So we were a destination for cigarettes because we had everything and we had them cheap. We became a destination for pop because we stacked it high and sold it cheap. We became a destination for several things, and we wanted to be a destination for gasoline. And we had to reinvent ourselves because if it didn't have a national name on it, it had to be junk. Well, we all bought from the same sources. I mean, nobody has a plant till they build bad gasoline. You know, it's and mostly it's all major oil companies. And so you work your way into being able to buy gasoline in markets where you want to buy it.